Dr. Tina Kureitiana is with us today. And Tina is the head of Netball New Zealand. We're celebrating their centenary. So it's wonderful to have her join us on the program today. Kia ora rawa tu koe, Tina, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, ka pai. Yes, we celebrated our 100th birthday this morning. I'm out at the Netball, Auckland Netball Centre. And yeah, we've just had a game of nine-a-side netball, and we've just cut the cake, and we've just got a memorabilia here from our days, years gone by. But it's been a lovely time for me because I've just met the granddaughter of the founding member of Netball in New Zealand. Her name was Irene McGuinness, and her granddaughter's here along with her grandchildren and her daughter. So it's the legacy continues on, but it's been lovely. It's been a great morning, to be honest, though.
Hiniani, our producer, wondered if there's any champagne.
Sorry, what was that? Sorry, Dale.
Hiniani wondered if there's been any champagne, Tina.
Oh, champagne. not quite, a bit early for us.
Yes, fair enough.
Champagne. We have fruit juice and water, you know, netball people and all of that.
Well, obviously netball has become part of the New Zealand sports psyche, and will continue into its second century, no doubt, in pretty good shape. We punch above our weight internationally and have done for years, bearing in mind player numbers in comparison to some of the other countries we line up against. And even though sometimes results can be disappointing because we expect success every time, that's not going to be the reality. How are we placed for the second century of netball in this country?
Well, you know, even though we lost at the World Cup, we're still number two in the world. But I think going into the next century, I just think our game needs to even evolve even more, Dale. This is just my whakaaro. It just needs to, find new ways of encouraging others to come along. And I'll just share with you that I'm actually going to West Auckland on Friday. They host the Puni Reo tournament, where only reo is spoken in the coaching of the girls and the players and also the umpiring. So that's a new, that's something that Netball New Zealand should be, we're going to have a look at. I had a word with Jenny about, you know, creating resources that are bilingual for our people, not just for Māori, but, you know, working through the, for our Pacifica, because they do, particularly at high performance level, are really part of that fabric of our high performance space. And so we need to really look at some things like that.
Tēnā koe. I'm pleased to say I was at the very venue you're at last Thursday watching my 10-year-old Muko running around.
Oh,
23 courts, all chock-a-block full. Couldn't find a park anywhere. But that's just an example of the popularity of the game. So still, it is very important as we develop an active community in our country. Netball has been such an important vehicle for that.
Oh, absolutely. I agree, Dale. And actually, I meant to tell you that I haven't been to Auckland Netball Centre for 23 years. And I was just talking with Cheryl Wells about it, because I actually put down a time capsule here when they were developing the project for everything. And sorry, I'm just getting some signals to go and get luggage and stuff. But anyway, sorry. So I've got a time capsule that I put down for Netball New Zealand 23 years ago, before the development actually got underway.
Wow.
So, oh yeah, and I was talking to Matt about Matt, who's our chair of Netball, and he said, "What did you put down?" And I said, "Well, from memory, I think I put down some photos of Netball." And I said, I put down a rock from here, but I also wrote a whakatauki, I think, just so we had both languages going down with it. So, and I've just been told where it is, so I'm actually outside, right where, almost where we put it down. So at some space in the future, next time that, you know, somebody will come across the different things that we'll put down. So I know it's an old thing, but gosh, 23 years ago, I can't believe it's been that long.
Good on you. Happy birthday to all of our netball fraternity. And Māori have been so involved with the code across the years.
Yeah.
Look, just before we finish, and I know you're a bit pressed for time, you're in, I just wanted to acknowledge the mahi that you've done later in life as Pakeke now, Tina, to get your doctorate. Congratulations, Tina. That's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Good on you, Doc. That's a way to go.
And encourage all of our people to do that, Dale, because, you know, I'm a passionate person about education, and the gap in the education system is Indigenous knowledge. So encourage our people, our Pacifica, everybody, our people to go there and change it up and shush it up.
Good on you. So Tina graduated with her PhD from Awanui Aorangi about a week or so back. What was the focus of your PhD study, Tina?
My PhD, the title of my thesis was Indigenous Businesswoman as Change Agent for Social Reform and Economic Prosperity.
Fantastic. Sounds like something we should have a good old yarn about, and we might do that down the track.
We will, because I was listening to your previous speaker, and some of the things she was talking about aligns with my thesis.
Beautiful. Let's reserve a spot to have a decent yarn about that mahi. But right now, I'll let you go and get your luggage.
Oh, thanks very much. Kia ora. Tēnā koe.
Thank you, Tina. Thanks so much. Dr. Tina Karaitiana.